Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Oh, okay.
About me and you, love, spending some special time. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
Welcome. Hello. To the MMS Podcast. We're here tonight with some great topics. And remember, you know, you can always let us know if you have some questions or you'd like to respond to something. And we have our my three favorite people and yours too. And we're going to start with Elijah Kelly. Elijah, you want to say hello?
Hello, everybody. My name is Elijah, a.k.a. Mr. Kelly, saying what's up from the West Coast, California, Bay Area. I'm excited for today's show. It's been a long week, but we're here. So, yeah, love to hear your input.
All right.
Thank you.
Next, let's hear from MMS Sunshine Valerie.
Hey, everyone. This is your Midwest Mocha Sunshine. I'm just happy to be here another night to enjoy. We have so much good stuff to bring to your attention today, to give you something to kind of take home with you tonight. Just want to let you know we love you, and we can't wait to give you all that we got.
All right. Thank you. All right, we need to hear from Coach Kevin. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. This is Coach Kevin from Florida, a tropical mocha as well from Midwest Mocha Sunshine. From Midwest Mocha, excuse me. Didn't mean to put that one. I want to welcome our listeners, especially Nelson from Berlin, with your guests. I appreciate you coming back, man. I'm glad you're still here with us and everything and doing well. Also, I want to welcome Dimitri from the Ukraine. Been to Kiev. So reach out. Keep reaching out, man. Tell more people about us. Glad to be back for another great, great show.
Thank you.
Did I hear
Sunshine?
Midwest Mocha Sunshine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what I said. Yes.
Coach, you are amazing. You know how to keep me lifted.
Yes. Yes. Hey, I have to wake everybody up. That's all.
Good evening, everybody. This is Queen Mother Pamela, and we're gonna welcome my new guests who are here now. New Guinea is here and Portugal is listening. We want to make sure that our Southeast Mocha family, shout out to you. Our Northwest Mocha family, shout out to you. And of course, Nelson, you're still in our prayers and we love you. And
that's
we
indeed.
Are going to get, we talk and think about you all the time, so you are a part of us. And tell your friend, hi. All right, guys,
yes,
you ready to get
yes.
started?
Yes, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Our first question for tonight is, if your partner gains weight and that makes you uncomfortable, with them. How do you handle it? Rather, it's words or changes to the grocery list. What are your thoughts on that one, guys? And we're going to start with, guess what? Elijah Kelly.
Well, if my partner starts to gain weight and I get uncomfortable with it, well, one of the priorities for me is, we're going to be active. Now, if she's constantly eating for comfort food, like it's a drug or you know, constantly eating because it's an addiction, I'll definitely address that. It's like, sweetie, you eating too many cookies or eating too much ice cream when you get mad. Yes, we're definitely going to say that in a loving way where she won't be offended. And that's going to be the challenge. Because let's be real, bringing up your spouse or your partner's weight, especially if you're female, that's good. That's like a time bomb about to go off. You know, it's very sensitive. You know, that you may be sleeping on the couch the whole time. That's a time bomb waiting to go off. So you have to use wisdom and to approach it in a healthy manner and let her know how you feel about it. Or you could stay active and be an example. Sweetie, I'm going to the gym. You want to come with me? Or I'd like for you to come with me to take your Zumba class. Or let's start these eating habits and do it together, because then it'd be a team effort and also prolong healthy lifestyle. But yeah, depending on her personality and what her insecurities are, the way to approach it is you have to use wisdom. Wisdom, love, and gentleness, and be encouraging at the same time. And to do all
right,
that in one,
yeah.
That's going to take some work without getting your head chopped off.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to MMS Sunshine, Miss Valerie.
Well, for me, I think that, you know, kind of like Elijah say, it's kind of how you handle it. It's always about your approach, that when you're approaching people about, you know, that's a sensitive conversation and a sensitive topic. And, you know, people have to also be realistic. If you notice the weight gain, they know they're gaining weight as well. And they're really, 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 really trying. And sometimes they're really trying their best to maintain. And sometimes it does get out of control. But I do think sometimes if you kind of help them along or say, hey, let's go walking, let's go jogging, you know, let's change the way we eat, you know, maybe it's not just about one person, putting a target on one person. Sometimes just include yourself in that, you know, being more sympathetic to what's going on, because sometimes weight gain comes from different things, from tragedy. It can come from personal. It can come from stress. You know, it comes from different things. It could come from some type of ailment that a person has coming on, or medication.
Very good.
So
that is what
you know what I'm saying? It comes from different areas.
True.
So you can't pinpoint it on the fact that they choose to eat. Sometimes the medication makes them eat. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the ailment makes them eat. Sometimes the stress make them eat. So, you know, you just have to kind of say, hey, I noticed, even if you got a really, really good relationship, tell them, hey, I noticed you're picking up a weight, you know, a couple pounds or something going on. You're feeling a little different. It's something you want to talk about. And then that way you guys can do this thing together, because sometimes the struggle is real. I can't tell you. The struggle is real just trying to get that weight off. It don't go off with the blink of an eye.
Oh, yeah.
It takes some time. You know what I'm saying? So love conquers all. Love conquers all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got it.
So,
you got it.
That's how I feel.
Thank you. Coach Kevin, let's have your feelings on this and your thoughts.
Oh, boy. You know, like I said, you know, you have to know who your partner is, and, you know, just look at the person and try to think of a creative way to break the news to them. Or, you know, like, I would say, you know, we go for a drive and we get to a stop sign. I point at the sign and say, stop eating, and I'm going to stop eating too. Let's do this as a team. But yes. When we go to the grocery store, how about allow me to pick out the meals so that we both can maintain. Because I always tell people, you got to do what you do for your health, for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know mentally, you know, some people eat emotionally, and that's when they get the excessive weight, you know. But, you know, at some point, something has to give, and you just have to be, you have to know the personality of the person you're dealing with, and not just part of your personality. You have to know mostly all of it. Because your advice could be taken in the wrong way, and, you know, they could just run in a closet and just eat more when you're not looking. You know, so it's a very sensitive issue. But, yeah,
I would try,
you know, driving around, seeing a couple stop signs, and just keep pointing and say, stop. Stop. Come on, man. Just put a little humor into it.
Gotcha. You know, sensitive
to the person. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you do. A couple of things that, as I looked up this, you know, with this topic, people really do have to remember it isn't always about eating anything. You know, it took my doctor so many years to figure out that I gained weight, but I never ate.
Okay.
And for years, I had to monitor with a book every single thing that went in my mouth, and all they could ever say was, you don't eat more than a 7-year-old does all day. You know, we don't know what it is. And then later on, I learned that it's the medicines you take. And people don't realize there are certain medicines that will immediately, if you never put a thing in your mouth, you're going to gain weight. And a lot of people are taking that medicine now, or those medicines. There's more than one. So it's about, you know, knowing all of the facts before you go after somebody, because you got with them because you love them, and you work it out. But you know why they have gained this weight. You know why they have this problem. Excuse me. If you don't ask those questions, well, you're going to hurt somebody in the process. You know, weight seems to be such a thing with everybody now, and people get hurt, and they can't always help it. And I think we all need to keep that in mind, that it's not about what you're eating. It's about a whole collaboration of different things that come along. It's, you know, like I say, it's the medicines you take. It's the illnesses you have. It can be, you know, women have some really serious problems about that, because they can just simply be because they're women, and things go on because they're women that causes them to gain weight, and they have nothing to do with that at all. So I'm just throwing that in there because I think, you know, most people face that problem. Exercising is the best way to go. Of course, I found that out a lot of times. And it's not as hard as people think, because actually it's only 15 minutes of moving without stopping.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
You know, 15 minutes of movement without stopping is exercising. It doesn't have to be hours or you know, it doesn't have to be in the gym. You can get the same thing walking around for 15 minutes, and that's it. You're done. Seven or eight minutes one way, and 7 or 8 minutes that. And you've done your exercise, and you wouldn't believe how great that is.
Listen,
okay, I saw
looks like we have a caller. But I want to let our listeners know that if you want to call in, 516-387-1381 is the number. Tell your friends. And it looks like our caller is, last four is 3425.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Caller 3425.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Good
who
evening.
Is this?
Hi.
This is Cat Eyes. My
well,
mother,
hi,
Mama
Cat
Pam,
yeah.
would know me as her daughter.
Okay.
I'm telling you
wow.
What did I tell you guys?
Oh, wow. I'm calling from well, Indiana.
Okay.
I'm calling from Indiana. And I just had a couple of comments. You mentioned about driving around to a stop sign. And I just want to let you know that that would get you hurt in a number of ways. Okay? So
it's all about delivery. It's all
that,
about delivery.
If you had not tried that and you were thinking about trying that, I warn you, don't do it.
Okay.
Even if I use my Billy D. Williams voice?
If I don't care if you use Billy D. Williams, Luther Vandross, Barry White, it don't matter whose voice you use.
You heard it from the lady.
All right, I'll tell you what. How about I use my Denzel voice and we go from there?
If you make that statement, okay, she gonna hurt you. That's just the bottom line.
Being out of love. But I'm being out of love, you know?
Mm-hmm. You can have all the love in the world. She gonna hurt you. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a public service announcement to you.
Okay.
Trying to save your life.
Leave Coach alone, Kelly.
I'm trying to save Coach's life.
Teach him something. You gotta listen.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you,
that Sunshine.
Thank you, Sunshine.
That is too funny.
No problem. You know, I got you. Indiana Bell.
Okay.
That's too funny. Oh my goodness.
Another Indiana girl coach.
That's right. That's right. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Man.
Well, we want to thank you, caller, for calling in.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Sharing your thoughts with us. We appreciate it. And then on that note, guys, we're gonna go into commercial. We'll be right back.
At Montana's, we're living the best life.
Getting ready for a good time. It's Friday night, summer, ready to roll. Just about time to get the show on the road. And jumping at the feet.
Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
The FDA is committed to protecting the health of the American people and to facing any challenges in food safety. Here's what you need to know. First, the U.S. food supply remains safe for both people and animals. Second, there are currently no nationwide shortages of food. Finally, there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging being associated with the transmission of coronavirus. For more information on FDA's efforts against COVID-19, please visit FDA.gov.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States. Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
Welcome back. If you have not gone to Montana's, please try it. You will never stop going. It is a wonderful place. And, of course, we all know my favorite place is the Sybaris to go. And I just can't help it because I love it. And we're back.
Okay.
Our next subject is...
Before we go on, if you're accused of being
unfaithful and you break up, then your partner discovers that there was nothing wrong and wants to come back. How do you feel about that? Do you take them back? Why or why not?
Okay. Accused of being unfaithful, break up, and then, I guess it would depend on how much you care about the person, or, you know, if you miss them or whatever, and, you know, you just realize that, you know, they were having, I guess you can put the term in, a low self-esteem moment, you know. I mean, there's a lot of factors that could play into that.
Okay.
Me personally, you know, I've been through a situation like that before, and no, we did not get back together for different reasons. But even today, when if I have a conversation with the person, they always say, you know, I'm wrong, you know, and I'm like, well, you know, it's part of the past, you know, but, you know, at this point, there's not a do-over.
You don't believe in do-overs?
I believe in do-overs, but at the point we were at, I'm like, there's no do-over at this point. You know?
Okay.
Please. You know,
MMS
maturity
sunshine.
Has,
say that again. I'm sorry.
Maturity has a lot to do with it as well.
That's true.
You know, if you both learn from the experience.
Yeah.
True.
And every experience should be a learning proposition.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. MMS sunshine, Miss Valerie.
Well, you know, that's a thin line. Number one, when you accuse somebody of something they're actually not doing, it builds kind of like a wedge between the two of you all. They start feeling a certain kind of way, saying, "Oh, you know, you never trust me. you know, you don't believe in me, you don't support me, and they start feeling a certain kind of way. You know, a lot of times people don't want to be in a relationship with somebody that don't trust them. Also, sometimes you push them out there, they start going out there, you know, not intentionally, but it's kind of just like pushing that soul somewhere else because they're not feeling the connection at home. Two, yeah, it could be a sense of insecurity on the person that's accusing part. Maybe they've been through something before, whatever the case is, and they're feeling those vibes. Or maybe it's not the fact that they cheated that time. It doesn't mean that those feelings and those discernments that they pick up is not true. Something is wrong in a relationship, or you wouldn't just constantly keep, you know, accusing somebody of something. Something has to be happening. Whether it's similar to old or something that a pattern that a person has created along the way, you know, it's something that makes a person have those
something
strong discernments of that. Right, yeah, it's something that, you know, people not just always just picking on you, and they're not always insecure either. It's something that it's some kind of vibe that you're giving out or the relationship is giving. And so once again, you guys know what I'll tell you. Go back to that round table and sit down and talk. Hey, you know, this is how I'm feeling. This is how, you know, what's going on with me. You know, I'm feeling uncomfortable. I don't trust you. I don't exactly know why I don't trust you. But there's something going on. And, you know, we need to figure out if this, we should continue this relationship or keep going. You know, like Coach said, you know, he didn't get back with his ex after that. And that thing, the problem is that stuff happens every day, all day. I mean, all day people do.
And now,
if you pick up your phone. Right, especially with the phone, you know, social media, you pick up your phone, oh, you cheating. And guess what? Sometimes they are. Sometimes they really are. And not as, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's so,
and
it's
swear
so
they're not.
Opportunity for that. Right, right. And that's
swear
what I'm saying.
Not.
You know why? Because people think that they're not cheating, but you are. You know what I'm saying? You're opening up a can of worms that sometimes will come back and bite you. So you got to be careful about social media. Very, very careful about how you entertain it because you do get comfortable in it and you will start enjoying it. So if you don't think that that's a reason why somebody accusing you, you better think again.
Well, and most people do it on purpose.
I agree with you, Val. Social media,
purpose.
Social media is the biggest divorce in the world.
It is. Sure. It really is.
You know? It is. I mean, Elijah?
Elijah and Callie?
Yeah.
What are you
up to? Tough situation. I mean, here's my thing. If you're going to accuse me of cheating, at least have some proof.
Right.
At least have some proof. And that's some idea made up in your head. Because that's already toxic right there.
Right. Absolutely.
Also, what is somebody's definition of cheating? Saying hi or actually going all the way with the person? Or, you know, everybody has their different levels of what cheating is.
So true.
There.
You know, sometimes
saying
hi, like liking a picture. Some people are like, you liked your picture, you cheated on me. Or, but if you take it to the inbox, that's a different level.
Okay.
Or, if you're hiding text messages or answering your phone when he or she ain't around, or getting away from them when they ain't around, that's already probably too late. But if you're gonna accuse me of cheating, have some proof, and then we can discuss this out. And if you want to come back after you find out that I didn't, that's a tough one. I think it depends on how deep the relationship is. If we shacked up, or if we're married, or it really depends on the level of the relationship. To take them
right.
Or not.
Yeah.
You know, do we got kids? Do we have children together? Do we build a home together? But if it goes to a deeper level, then you should know your partner by now, whether he or she is a cheat or not. And if I personally can't deal with that type of insecurity, if you're gonna accuse me of cheating, you know, I had no intention to, and I could. And I let all the girls, all the other ladies know that you my girl, and, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do, and you still accuse me of cheating. I don't know if I can handle all that, because I did everything right. Or at least I'm trying to do everything
that's
right.
That's true.
You know? So.
You know, and that's
there's so many different levels when it comes to cheating. I think we talked about that before. You know, there's cheating over the internet, which is the most popular thing in the world. And if you catch me, what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do? You know, cheating can be you're calling somebody that you talk to on Facebook. Is that considered cheating? Yes. That's my personal opinion. If you are, you know, interacting with someone on text or messenger, and you, if it's nothing going on, then tell me to read it. Is real that just
probably
that
won't do that.
They you know they won't.
Do that one.
No, they're not going to do that. If you someone's texting you and you tell your significant other, oh, it ain't nothing, no big thing. She just likes to do that. Well, then let me read what she likes to do. Or don't answer her. You know, people come on Messenger and text all the time, and you don't have to know them, but don't answer. Why
okay.
have you got to get involved with everybody who comes for you? Because that will make a woman or a man feel uncomfortable.
Okay, but on another page, I have a mobile mechanic service. And
mm-hmm.
my phone rings sometimes all day, all night. And every time they have to be a female customer, my former partner, she would say, oh, she wants you to? And I'm like, what? Yeah. Yes.
I think they call that just insecurities.
Pretty much. But on another page, I used to be accused of being on the computer all the time. And I used to ask her, how do you know when I'm on the computer? Turns out my neighbor caught her sneaking behind my apartment and looking through my window.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of insecurities.
What?
That's a lot
yeah.
of insecurity. Yeah. Wow.
But before we go on, I want to go back to the first question we had. It was a caller from Burnaby, South Carolina, named Joe Wood. He said, word, I lost 40 pounds for a chick, and she ghosted me anyway back to Popeyes.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, Joe Wood, if you lost 40 pounds, you should have did it for
yourself.
You should
have done it for you.
And then after you lost your 40 pounds, no, don't run back to Popeyes. Enjoy your new physique. You know? Her loss is somebody else's gain. And you're healthier.
Uh-huh. But you, because
yeah.
you did it for you, you should have done it for you.
Did it for yourself.
We have a former member, Gary, from Indianapolis. He says, hey, everyone. I used to be in the group until I got involved, but I have a situation now. The person I left the group for suddenly has stopped doing all the things she was doing in the beginning. When we first hooked up, she says, I'm being insecure, but I know that sometimes when she says she's talking to a girlfriend, it's a conversation that sounds like a dude. People just sit on the phone and say, yeah, okay, or huh, or whatever. Just want y'all's opinion on what to do. Peace. All right, guys.
Sound like she's getting to know. Look, sound like she's
mm-hmm.
getting to know him. Sound like she's really
okay.
getting to know who he really is. You know, everybody comes
mm-hmm.
from more than one side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But what would
like,
you do if someone was sitting on the phone talking, your significant other, and all they're saying is, yay, okay, uh-huh, whatever, and nothing
you
else?
You know what?
I can never do that kind of conversation. Everybody that know me know how much I know. That is
you know we
happen.
You
on
know
my,
we could, we
watch.
Couldn't do that.
You're right. On my watch, that will never ever ever
never.
Happen. And that
never,
would be
never,
a very
never.
big gigantic turn off for me. And maybe she should tell him that, hey, what's going on? You know, we don't talk like we used to. You know, is something going on? Do you find
right.
interest somewhere else? Because a lot of times they're on the phone. They're preoccupied watching on the computer, watching something on TV or whatever the case. And then sometimes it's different when they're not in your face. But this is the thing.
Right.
That has to go. That has to end. I couldn't continue to do that.
Nope.
I like conversations. You want to turn me on? You tell me. Let's talk. That's where it started
yeah,
with me. Let's talk.
That's a great point. If she's constantly on the phone with someone else and, you know, okay, huh, whatever, yeah, you got to ask yourself, why is she giving more attention to her phone than she is to you? You know, not saying you did something wrong, because you never try to blame yourself for anything another person does, you know, but you know, you find another spice that you know of that both of y'all may like. And that way you bring that attention back from whatever you think her mind is going to or his mind is going to. However, you know, in this situation it's her. You know, find a spice that both of y'all can enjoy. You know, try to put the phone down. Let's talk. You know?
And people seem to feel okay spending hours on Facebook or Messenger or texting or whatever. And it's interesting that Facebook and computers have become likes to people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And the average person can't
sit. It's a shame.
It is. Most people, you know, if I have nothing to hide, then yes, you can look at it. You can, you know, you can watch, listen, talk, say hi. I'll hand you the phone and say hi. This is my significant other. This is my friend, boyfriend. This is my husband. I don't have a problem with that. I also don't think that if I've got that person sitting there with me, I need to be on Facebook for hours or, you know, texting or messaging some people for hours. The priorities seem to have gotten lost.
Absolutely.
You know,
the relationships are lost. That's another thing.
Right.
You know, we have lost relationships. So you got to think, you already know that everything, if it doesn't have any understanding and it doesn't make sense, it's not going to be successful anyway. It's not, you know, and that's what's going on every day. Social media is blowing up everything. And the thing is, don't get me wrong, social media is good. We network. We do all those things. We can socialize. We can meet and greet. We can do those things. Those things are amazing. Those are popular. But when it comes to relationships are hands-on. They're one-on-one. It's personal.
Yep.
You got to get personal with a person. That's if you're really trying to have a relationship. Now, if you're just trying to meet me and talk to me, meet her and talk to her, and meet this and talk to her, then guess what? You need to be honest with the people. I'm not looking for no long-term relationship. I'm not looking for no relationship. So let's take it a little bit of time. And people don't know how to be honest. They're not being
there
honest.
There you go. Mm-hmm. No.
You know, even like she said, she's talking to her guy, and he's not even talking back to her. That's a form of disrespect.
There you go.
That's a form of disrespect.
Yes.
And he needs to know that. You know, if your girl is talking to you, you don't know what she's going through. She might be going through some type of crisis or had a bad day at work. You don't show no interest in her. Guess what? The next man will. He will. And you might not realize it until she's gone is when you really appreciate the fact of who she really was for you and in your life. And by that time, it's too late. We make too many of those mistakes every day, taking people for granted.
That and that seems to be the growing thing, you know. If there's something I've got to hide, then I'm doing something wrong. It's that simple. If I've got to I got to hide everything I'm doing, then there's something wrong there.
Well, I believe the word relationship has been replaced by my least favorite word, entanglement.
Yeah.
Well, that goes to what I'm realizing now with this generation, especially with the social media thing. I have never seen a generation on social media that glorifies being a side chick or a side dude.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Like, you're absolutely
like, your dirty secret is what it means.
Yeah, it's like you hear ladies, especially on Instagram, and I see a lot of people glorifying having a side dude or a side chick because the main one's not doing it for me, and it's like that's the thing to do now. So with that being ingrained in your mind, who can you really trust? Why would you want to trust anybody, you know, with that notion going around being glorified, you know? Because anybody can get got. Anybody can be deceived. And we live in a generation and a time where side chicks, quote unquote, side dudes are really glorified. You know, it's like grounding points.
It's a shame.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a shame. I mean, you're hurting people. Do people actually stop and think about you're hurting someone? If you keep going, you're going to hurt them more.
Yep.
You're hurting a human being.
Yep.
Not a game. That's a person you're hurting.
Right.
And that seems to be lost. That seems to be lost. You know what? We are going to stop for a moment. And we were talking about our friend Nelson. He's from East Berlin. And a few weeks ago, Nelson shared some things with us that hurt everybody. We felt so much pain for him. And he just became our baby kind of on MMS podcast. And so here's what he had to say. Hello, sunshine and everyone. I am listening here and loving this. My company is here, and she says, do they know you? Laughing out loud. She thinks I am a star. We love it and enjoy it. I'm doing great, and she's a big part of my healing. All right. Luckily, I don't have to lose weight for her. LOL. Thank you, and God bless you all. How awesome.
Good for you, Nelson. Good for you, Nelson.
Yes.
And yes, you are a star. Don't
you
let nobody
are.
Tell you different. You are a star.
That's right. God is good all the time. Oh, wow.
Amen.
I love it.
Yes.
Now we have, you want to read this one, Valerie?
Oh, from
Romulo. I believe it's Romulo.
Romulo.
Uh-huh.
Do I want to read
Romulo.
It or you guys
are you going to read it?
Okay. It says,
oh, you
hello,
can't
American
see it.
People.
Okay.
Well, I think it's just going to say hello. Hello,
yes.
American people.
Yes.
Okay, so it says, hello, American people, Mocha. I am from Portugal. And my English is not always so good. Can I join in Facebook and meet me? I'm single and play soccer. Okay, bye-bye. So,
go on.
Romula, I think that's the name, Romula?
Yeah.
Romula,
I'm curious. Yeah, there's no problem with you meeting American people. To be able to social and connect and get to know us. I mean, Facebook is designed for just that anyway, to connect. So it doesn't stop just here in the United States. You're most definitely welcome.
Okay, looks like we got to pay bills.
Yeah, we got
to. All right, guys. We're going to take another commercial, and then we'll be back. Love you.
One, two, three, four.
Hey, Miller Lite.
what we say in Texas. When we ask for the cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today?
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all.
Miller Lite, Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, Miller Lite, it's it, and that's that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When, oh, when will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well...
Why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir...
When, oh, when will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
I'm Fran Phillips, Deputy Secretary for Public Health at the Maryland Department of Health. Our agency is closely monitoring all aspects of COVID-19, the new coronavirus, and taking steps to keep Marylanders safe and healthy. Though the public health threat in Maryland remains low, every level of government is working diligently to prepare for all possible scenarios. Protect yourself and your loved ones from respiratory viruses by washing hands frequently and covering your coughs and sneezes. Stay home from school and work if you are sick. It's important to know the majority of people recover from this infection. Many patients will have only mild to moderate symptoms. Visit health.maryland.gov or dial 211 for up-to-date information and resources.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks. Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry. Save the children. Save them. Stay back. I've got mace.
Ow, that went in my eyes.
We're moving.
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
Welcome back, everybody. We have a question that was presented, and we're going to take it up. It says, what is the worst thing that a person can do in a relationship? I know everybody has something that's different for each one of us. So, Elijah, Callie, you want to take that one first?
Worst thing somebody can do in a relationship? I would say have an ulterior motive besides loving them, like using them for your own personal gain or your own selfishness.
Absolutely.
That's you know, whether you know you got with them other for the any other reason than love, or you got with them because of a status, or you're using them for some
what
kind
they
of
have.
What they have or what they can do for you. Mm-hmm. Because that's very manipulative. I think that's the worst thing you can do. Because everything
okay.
Takes off a lot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All of it.
Yep.
MMS Sunshine. Salary.
Well, for me, I despise liars. I don't think that in a relationship when there's two adults, we should have to lie to each other. We should be able to talk to each other. And when we hide things
and all of that. All of those are lies. All of those are not the truth. Again, we're not clones of each other. We're never going to be just alike. But at the same token, when you lie to me, you have taken a piece of me that sometimes you can't give back.
No. Right. You took my choice away, too. All right, Coach Kevin.
Manipulation, ulterior motive, what Elijah spoke about. I went through that. And years afterwards, my ex, you know, she admitted that she only married me for security.
Wow.
But she had ulterior motive all along. And, it plays a big part of your life going forward. It plays a role in the big part of your life going forward.
Yeah, trust in anybody.
Yeah, because sometimes I wonder, is that why I'm still single? Because, you know, because of what I went through, you know. But I never blame myself for any of it. You know, these are choices that she made, you know. So, yeah, that ulterior motive thing is a big one for me, big one. Yeah, lying is there, but that ulterior motive is one that really takes a toll out of me.
I think trust for me is probably the number one thing too. I won't lie. It's someone said a fault. I'm honest to a fault, and I am. I don't ever have to rethink it or wonder what I said because I know what I said, and I'll tell you the truth. You know, my principal used to say, "Wait, stop, never mind, don't tell me because you're gonna tell the truth." And I will tell you the truth, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that could be its own problem. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to tell you just what you want to hear to make things comfortable. I'm not that person. I never have been. And now it seems like lying is, people think is a gift they have. The only problem is I remember everything you say, and that's a problem too. You know, you tell me something, and then next week you tell me something else that I'm saying, what did you say? No, that's not what you said. That's not what you did. That's not what you said you did. And then they are in a, you know, huff, because they forgot they lied.
Yes. Yes.
They forget the lies.
Yep.
And I'm terrible because I take notes. We
I
know
hear
I
that.
Take notes. We know
That's
I
why
take
I don't
notes.
Hear. Lie.
Huh?
That's why I don't pay you to lie.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't pay. Again, you're talking about another human being's life. Why is it so easy now to hurt other people? Where did that grow from? Because I truly don't understand it.
I don't know where that started at all, but it's been here since the beginning of time, in a sense. You know, I look at people like this. Every elephant has a memory that's forever. So I look at, like, I said, people got minds like elephants. You know, they don't forget nothing. You know, and guys, women don't forget anything. Take that advice from me. Tell the truth.
That's true.
Yes. Mama Pam, looks like we have a message from member T.
I'm looking at that. Yeah. It says, this is dope. It's cute. Is this on every week? And, I think Sunshine Valley is my mocha group, is in my mocha group. Can I be a guest? Why are y'all doing things with people on other countries? Anybody on that one? We welcome everybody because I think we're learning, aren't we? I think the whole thing is this is learning. This is why we do this.
we learned things we found in doing this. You know, we come up, Elijah will say something or tell me something. Kevin, you'll say, do you know what I thought about then? Valerie and I will say, I learned something I had never thought about. I will tell them, I never thought about that, never saw it that way. So that's our reasoning, and everybody is welcome. Okay, guys, Mary and Henry are non-members from Jersey City, New Jersey. Okay, this is just delightful. My wife and I really enjoy this. We've been at this marriage deal for 47 years. Congratulations. Yay. So
yes, congrats.
It can be done. Men, do what she says. You ding that.
Wow.
You will stay happy and out of alimony.
alimony.
Look, he's been honest.
Yeah.
Hold on.
47 years. He knows what he's talking about, guys.
Yeah.
Can any of us beat that out? Can you beat that out, guys?
Okay. I'm not taking no applause of his parade. But he says, men, do what she says.
That's right.
That goes both ways.
All right.
Obviously, it's working for 47 years, so they both must do what each other say. But men, do what she says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. She's right more often than men.
What part are you not listening to again?
Women do follow men better than men realize that they need to do the same thing.
Okay.
We do tend to trust your thoughts, and you all are great at getting the facts and bringing it back. But then some men turn around and the woman is just that person. I didn't say the word I was thinking, like stupid. Because a lot of men seem to feel that women are stupid and they're so much smarter. And that gets you in trouble.
Well, that's a man who has his own agenda. You know, he caught my attention with the word dingbat and alimony. You know.
No,
yeah. I mean, but if a man is attentive.
Was a man to ding that? That's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
When he said alimony and ding that, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Okay. We have a member from Wales, UK. He's responding to Mary and Henry. He says, right, responding to the ABBA one you just read off, if you do whatever she says, you can't lose. Then if you're wrong, it means she's wrong. LOL. I agree with the man who was talking before. If you follow the leader and you end up in a ditch, well, you were just following orders. LOL.
Hey, you can't lose. You can't lose.
Wow.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear you. Elijah Kelly, we didn't hear you.
Okay, if you end up wrong, then because you followed her lead, she's going to find a way to make it your fault.
Oh, no, that's not fair. No, we don't.
Hey, you said be honest.
No, we don't.
Terry sounds like he got some military background on him, following orders. Wow. You said be honest. Elijah, I love your honesty, bro.
Keep it 100.
Okay.
So, you know, nothing goes right, it's on her. Something goes wrong, it's on you, dog.
Now, see, not everybody's like that.
But
Elijah Kelly.
Hold on. Elijah, here goes another part of that. If something goes wrong, she's going to expect you to fix what was wrong.
Yeah.
Even though it was her idea.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, sir.
Like in the movie, John, you need to do something. You need to fix it.
Oh, wait. See, Valerie?
What?
Wow. Are you listening to these guys?
What are they trying to say? Because I don't think they listen.
I don't think they are either.
What? We are listening.
Like coach, like
hey,
coach.
We are listening. You guys said, didn't it say be honest?
Be honest.
Well, yeah.
Be honest.
Yes.
But be right.
Not
brutal,
be honest.
Okay, be right
not
when you're honest.
Oh, like Cat Eyes, like Cat Eyes said to me, she saved my life tonight?
Right, look, put yeah. whipped cream on it or something.
Thank you, Cat Eyes.
That's my Kelly, guys. What can I tell you?
Hey.
That's my Kelly.
I appreciate her.
Say, so warning, you don't do that one. That's not the way to do it. God,
wow.
I'm going to ask you all to get ready for us to sign off. And Elijah Cali, will you give us your final words tonight?
I wish everybody peace, love, wisdom, and prosperity. Just one love to everybody out there. Thank you for being here. Really enjoying myself today. Love you guys in California, Bay Area. One.
Love you, sweetie. All right. MMS Sunshine, Valerie.
Hey, everyone. I just want to say thank you for having us on tonight. And we enjoy you guys. We love your questions. We love that the feedback that you even give to us. And we're hoping that, you know, something that we said tonight, you can take back and hold on to and lift yourself up. That's what we're here for. We just want you guys to know we love you. Can't wait to the next show. Can't wait to talk to you guys again. Keep your spirits up. We love you very much. Thank you.
All right. And Kevin, Coach.
Well, I want to thank everyone who listened in tonight from Ukraine, Dimitri, Nelson from Berlin, everyone from South Carolina. Hey, thank you guys for listening, and thanks for the great questions. And you guys talk about Montana so much. I may have to take a trip to the Midwest to try
Montana.
You guys are making my mouth water. You know?
Yeah, it is. Oh, my goodness. They have ribs. Oh, my gosh. Oh, you will love it. Oh, yeah. It's working.
Yes. But come back next week for another segment of Midwest Mochas. And this group here will be back in 2 weeks. And we love you guys. Nelson, you stay strong, brother. And yes, you are a star. Good night.
Yes, you are a star. Well, guys, we are wrapping up, and we want to remind you that this is about learning. We learn from you, and hopefully you get some things from us. Everybody is different. You have to remember that. Every one of us is different. And we have different ideas. And we've seen different things in life, and that is who makes everybody who they are. We enjoy you.
Absolutely.
We love your comments. We love your feedback. And MMS is always there for you. That's who we are. And we call ourselves a family because we are a family. I send you love.
Are.
I send you blessings. I pray each day that everybody stays safe and know that this family loves you. Good night, everybody.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Oh, I know what we forgot, guys.